Okay, Priya Vrata. Now, I'm just sitting here looking back, you know, at all my years active in ISKCON, because I was quite active there. And looking at how it is today, or seems to be today, now, it used to be, you know, we had our temple there, New Radhakund, which is still there in the farm, Anvik. But a Krishna temple had an ashram. And we were there as servants. And if someone came, we asked, you know, maybe you want to live here. And whoever came and wanted to live there, unless they were totally crazy, or criminals, or dangerous, they could do so. That was kind of the idea. And I'm just watching this Fellini movie here, La Strada, where the nuns this woman, they're visiting the nuns, and the nun says, maybe you want to stay here. Because if you had no other place to go in this material world, then you can always stay here in the temple and do service to Krishna. And learn Bhakti Yoga and so on. As a kind of monastery. But when I look now, it seems like that has changed very much. It seems more that, yeah, these places are, this is our home and this is where we live. And we don't want anyone else to come here and live. Because they may disturb us, you know. It's just a lot of work to take care of people like that, and you can't pay for yourself. And I've spoken to those in leadership positions now. We say things like that. No, we don't want to. That time is over. That was the old hippie time, you know, something. Just anyone can come here and live crazies. No crazies and lazies. But we had that saying also back then. And what we meant with it was that if you're so crazy that you can't function, or you just make trouble and you can't do anything, function in this environment, No, it's not just a place for you to hide out, to get food, or, you know, a place to live. And lazy is the same. You need to serve Krishna, and you need to do something, just as any monastery. But that was like a limitation that came, you know, at one point when you really were crazy or lazy. But everyone should get a chance. That was our idea. Now I heard from even devotees who have been around since almost the beginning years, doing sankirtan, you know, and all the heavy sacrifices with their lives, and who are not allowed to live in certain temples. And, well, but then you have those places undermanned and womened. Some poor aging heroes working like anything to keep them running. And you go to the temple programs, and they are sometimes very empty, the temple rooms. More often than not, actually. But in those days, you know, I used to be the Bhakta leader. And, you know, we got some interesting, strange characters joining, like myself, for instance. Even those in worse shape than me. But some or other, it was as it was Krishna's mercy there. You join, you try to serve Krishna, and then you clear up, and you know, became very nice devotees, doing very nice, valuable service to Krishna and Prabhupada. So you never know. Now, one of the leaders here told me that the days of the ashram is over. Now it's congregations and so on. Ironically, I was one of the first ones, I think, here in Sweden who really, when I became the temple president in Gothenburg, started developing the congregation. Because there was no congregation before, there was just the ashram, or the householders living in the temple. And if they moved out, they were basically gone. So, I know congregation too. But, this welcoming those who come, and yes, you stay here for a while, and we do this, we go to morning programs, evening programs, and you participate in that and do some service, then you get prasadam and you can learn bhakti yoga. it was very nice. And I think that is, I mean, maybe I'm just an old timer, but my understanding is that this is what it's about, why these temples came about in the first place. Not just to serve as home for us as we are aging. Well, that too, of course, but yeah, I mean, I still see it that way. These places were built up by the hard work of many devotees through the years. Why? What's the purpose? Is the purpose only to that we have built up this place that is now the home for those who live there and consider it their place? And you know, it used to be someone enters the door to the temple, and which was always open, you know, and there was always someone there to welcome you and take care of you. Some or other we managed to do that. And if you didn't have time and someone came in, you just found someone who did. And then, hey, take a plate of prasadam. Hey, want to look at the temple room? Let's sit down and I'll tell you what this is about. That mood there. And yes, I'm not active anymore within any of those places. And I sometimes ask myself why, but I think that's the answer. That's why. As I said to a friend the other day, that it feels more that they turned into, you know, the temple part turned into some Hindu religion, temple, church thing. But to us who joined then, it was so much more, and to us it is still so much more.